I don't have any anxiety as long as I know my Father cares. We need not worry because of our Father. Secondly, he says we need not worry because of our faith. He's just said, where's your faith? Could you guys please go find it? I know you have it somewhere. Where did you put it? Where's your faith? Verse 31, he introduces the second section with another statement, be not anxious. That's how he introduces the second point. Verse 31, do not be anxious. Then saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves? Stop being anxious. Stop worrying. Same issues as in verse 25, food, drink, and clothes. Basic necessities of life. Don't worry about that. There's no promise that God's going to make you rich. There's no promise that God's going to give you more than you need. There's no promise that God is going to lavish you like he did Job or Abraham. But God will take care of necessities. This is not consistent with who you are. This is not consistent with your faith. Look at verse 32. For all these things the pagans eagerly seek. You see, worry belongs to people who don't have God as their Father. It's for the faithless to worry. That's right. Naturally, the pagans, the Gentiles, the Christless, the godless, who do not acknowledge God, who do not belong to God, who are not the children of a loving Father, who have no claim on God's provision, who are utterly ignorant of His supply. We expect them to worry. These are the kind of things that preoccupy the anxieties of the pagans. But for us, it's senseless, needless, useless, excuseless. And believe me, it's not a trivial sin. It's one that strikes at the very character and promise of God. See, the heathen, they're in complete spiritual darkness. Thus, they have an erroneous idea of the divine government. They have an erroneous idea of the God of the universe. They don't understand how God is involved in the lives of people, His people. So they're like the rich man who just kept stacking it up in the barns and stacking it up in the barns and stacking it up in the barns so that he could eat, drink, and be merry before he died. The phrase in the Greek there,